No debate, no bias, just the news. Brass Tacks with Zucker Jacob.
Welcome once again to this Brass Tacks podcast. It's weeknights at 9:25 on CNN News 18. My name is Zucker Jacob. Big story today. It's going to be, what, close to a month since the Maharashtra election results. We still don't have a government in the second biggest state in the country. And today, something very interesting happened. Sharad Pawar, the NCP supremo and the person who's been sort of the driving force behind this potential Shiv Sena-NCP-Congress alliance, decided to go and meet the Prime Minister today. And very interestingly, he decided to meet the Prime Minister. He had a long 40-minute meeting. Ostensibly, the reason that was given was he wanted to discuss farmers' issues in the state of Maharashtra. But A, it was a 40-minute long meeting. And B, Mr. Pawar met Prime Minister Modi alone, one-to-one. There was no delegation, there were no farmer leaders, there were no other leaders from the NCP or his ally, the Congress, who were with Mr. Pawar when he went for this meeting. It went on for 40 minutes. Mr. Pawar came out of the Prime Minister's office in Parliament Complex, and he basically said that he invited the Prime Minister for a function later this month in Maharashtra, and that's why he met the Prime Minister. And when he was asked by reporters about government formation, did that topic come up in his discussions with the Prime Minister, he simply laughed it off. Now, why I find this story fascinating is because two things. One, in the middle of all of this back and forth that's been happening, first between the Shiv Sena and the BJP, then the Shiv Sena pulling out of the Mahayuti and saying, okay, we're now exploring options with other parties, the Congress and the NCP. In the middle of this potential alternate alliance brewing, for Mr. Pawar, who is the fulcrum of this new potential alliance, to actually go and have an elaborate 40-minute meeting with the Prime Minister, who's on the other side of the political spectrum, I think is fascinating. It speaks for a certain sort of political flexibility that only Pawar can exhibit and has displayed over the last many years. And I think something is brewing. I don't think it's an accident, or I don't think it's a coincidence that Mr. Pawar, in the middle of all of these protracted negotiations, decides to go and meet the Prime Minister. There is talk, there is chatter, certainly in the corridors of Parliament, certainly in the corridors of power in Maharashtra, about a possible, at least it's still in the realm of speculation, but speculation nonetheless, that there could be some kind of an understanding between the BJP and Sharad Pawar's NCP. Now, if you look at the cold numbers, yes, the numbers do add up. The BJP has 105, Sharad Pawar's party has 54, so it conveniently goes past the halfway mark. The question is, what's in it for Pawar and what's in it for the BJP if this were to at all happen? What's in it for Pawar? I think very clearly he would have outsmarted the Shiv Sena. He would have broken what is the oldest saffron alliance, and certainly an alliance that has existed in Maharashtra for the last, God knows, 30 years now. And he will be the replacement, or at least he will be one cog in the new wheel as far as the BJP's alliance in Maharashtra is concerned. So that'll be a huge plus point for him. Potentially, you know, a path to government in Maharashtra, maybe even some cabinet berths or ministerial berths in the central government. And of course, let's not forget, there is this Damocles sword of ED cases that's hanging over not just Pawar, but also Praful Patel and some of the other senior leaders in his party. So there's a lot that the NCP gains. What does the BJP gain out of this? Well, certainly less than what the NCP would gain. Clearly, this would again be a window for the BJP to come back to power in Maharashtra. They would have successfully, you know, castigated and completely ostracized an ally with whom they were not very comfortable, certainly not in the last 5 years. The Shiv Sena, there was this constant bickering every morning. You know, one would wake up to know what Samna is saying today about the alliance. So it was really like a bad marriage. So the incentive for the BJP to join hands with the NCP, of course, would be that this bad marriage with the Shiv Sena would finally end. And very conveniently, they can replace one regional party with another. And neither of those two regional parties are really a threat in that sense to the BJP, because the BJP is a national party. It has footprints across the country, not just in Maharashtra. The big loser if this alliance were to come through, of course, would be the Shiv Sena, no doubt about it. Because let's face it, these are the two regional parties of Maharashtra, the NCP and the Shiv Sena. One has to grow at the expense of the other. I don't think they have two very distinct vote banks. They both appeal in some form to the Maratha vote bank. Mr. Pawar is a Maratha. The Shiv Sena is a Maratha party. Yes, the Shiv Sena appeals a lot more in the Bombay region as well as in the Konkan region. And the NCP, of course, is strong in Western Maharashtra and parts around Nashik. But clearly, you know, there are convergences in their vote bank, and one has to grow at the expense of the other. So if Pawar actually pushes this alliance back in the direction of a possible NCP-BJP tango, then the biggest loser definitely would be Uddhav Thackeray and the Shiv Sena, because Pawar would have, you know, actually walked them up the garden path only to push them off the cliff. They would have broken off. They have, in fact, broken off the longest and the oldest Saffron alliance. And potentially, it could completely rewrite the politics of Maharashtra for the foreseeable future. So watch this space for more, because I don't think this, like I said, this meeting was a coincidence. I don't think the last word has been said on this potential alliance. But having said that, you know, the disadvantage or the cost, the fallout that Pawar's party will have to pay is the potential ramification this could have on their secular image. Particularly with the minority communities, whether this will have a sort of backlash. My own sense is that in a state like Maharashtra, any potential backlash to, you know, the denting of the NCP's secular image or secular credentials will be very minimal. So I think if at all certain circles in the NCP are entertaining this, if at all Mr. Pawar is thinking on the lines of joining hands with the BJP, then the potential cost or the potential fallout is going to be very limited to his party, whereas the gains and the benefits are going to far outweigh any potential losses. So watch the space for more. We'll have more on this story in the next few days and weeks. Like I said, I don't think A, government formation is happening in a hurry in Maharashtra, and B, I don't think the so-called Sena NCP Congress potential alliance is a done deal yet. I think there's a lot more wheels within wheels that's happening in the story, and we'll be on top of it on Brass Tacks weeknights at 9:25 on CNN News 18.
No debate, no bias, just the news. Brass Tacks with Zucker Jacobs.